It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends. We've got the friend from the community today, Sergeant McAnally with the Texarkana, Texas Police Department. Great to have you in, Sergeant. How you doing today?
Pretty good. How about y'all?
Hey, we're doing all right. We are here to talk about a little bit of road safety, driving safety, summertime. Lots and lots of people are out and about. COVID-19, even though it's still around, they've lifted the restrictions. So everybody's like, we've got to get out.
Let's go get some fresh air.
Yeah. So there's lots of people driving, but there's also lots of people, motorcyclists, obviously, in the summertime than there is in the wintertime. That's just the way it is.
Right.
And bicyclists, pedestrians. There's just all kinds of things going on. You really need to make sure you're paying attention, right?
Yeah. We ask that you pay attention to everybody, not just for motorcycles. The term share of the roads slogan's been going around. It's for everybody. I mean, it was started for motorcycles, but we can stretch that out for pedestrians on the road, because we have a lot of people, as we talked earlier, morning time, people out getting their morning jogs in, their exercise.
Right.
Bicyclists are out. They're all over the road, too. They're not as easy to see.
Obviously, big pickup truck, whatever you can see, but walkers, cyclists,
joggers,
not so easy.
Yeah.
And you were talking earlier about the fact that distracted driving, the numbers keep going up on that.
Yes.
As far as accidents.
Distracted driving over the last several years has been climbing as one of the main contributing factors, and it actually has made it in the top five of contributing factors for crashes. A couple of years ago, I went to a conference, and they were talking about the numbers for distracted driving at some point are going to surpass DWI for the leading cause of fatal crashes in the country.
That's
sad. That's preventable.
It's sad, and it's significant. It really is.
We can prevent that.
And with the distracted driving, it's not just cell phones. It's everything. It's your cell phones. It's your radio in your car. Makeup. It's focused on getting to an appointment somewhere, eating. It's many different things can be included in distracted driving. And that's why we tell people to pay attention, put your stuff down, put it away. Focus on what you're doing and getting to where you need to be, and then worry about all the other stuff.
To me, it's kind of like if I hate the phone ringing when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it real quick and I'm going, who is that? You know, I don't like, even if it's somebody I know, I don't like. It's like, even if it's my wife or whatever, I don't like to answer it.
And you like your wife.
And I like my wife, but I don't want to answer the phone because I can't, I cannot drive and talk and do a good job at the same time. I just can't do it. And it's just, if it's really, really, really important, just find a little parking lot to pull into real quick and sit down and make your 2, 3, 4, 5 minute conversation, then get back out.
Yeah. That's a good recommendation. Wait, if it's a text message, if you see that it's important, or if you even, you're expecting it, sit down, pull over somewhere and answer your text.
Right.
Don't try and answer it while you're sitting at the red light, because you'll get caught up in your text. Light will turn green and people start talking at you. And then you get people mad at you.
Right.
Don't just put phones down and wait till you get where you're going to do it, or pull over if it's that important.
All right. You were talking earlier on our Facebook, and this gets people confused. I'm confused about it. There are different laws for how pedestrians and bicyclists should go down the road if they're having to walk or jog or something like that.
That's
so tell
correct.
Us about that.
Pedestrians are required to walk or run, jog, whatever they're doing, on the left side of the road facing traffic.
Okay, they're facing it so they can see it.
So they can see the traffic coming at them. They can get out of the way if they need to be. If there's a sidewalk available, they're required to walk on the sidewalk, not in the street. And that's what's written in the state law. Now, as far as bicycles are to follow the same laws as cars do, which means right side of the road, they got to stop at stop signs, pay attention to traffic, green lights, red lights, all that.
So what's the rule? Because I see it all the time. There's somebody on a bicycle, pedal bicycle, and they're in the lane, and then somebody's trying to encroach and kind of push them over to the sidewalk or to the ditch.
They shouldn't be shoved out of the road. The bicycles are supposed to ride close to the right-hand curb as possible.
Right.
But that don't mean that a car can push them off the road.
Right. Seen a lot of that.
There are a lot of people that believe that. They believe that the bicycles don't have a right on the road. They have every right to be on the road just like everyone else. Now, there are certain restrictions where roads that they're not supposed to be on. At
right.
some point on interstates, they're not supposed to be on interstates and things like that, for good reason.
No, please don't do that.
There used to be, I'm going to digress just a second. Okay. There used to be, I think it was on the Arkansas side heading towards Texas, but I think it was on the Arkansas side getting on the interstate. There used to be a little sign that said, I think it said, no bicycles, no parades, no hitchhikers or something like that going on to the interstate.
It used to be the same way on the Texas side, and they changed the law up a little bit, but it's still in effect. That would be the main thing. Just pay attention when you're out driving on the road. Watch for the things around you, people, bicycles, motorcycles. Most people, I mean, bicycles and motorcycles and pedestrians are smaller than what you're normally looking for, is cars.
Right.
And you don't see them. And if you do see them, take that extra second to look at them and judge how close they are and how fast they're going, because that's right. What happens a lot of times. I work many wrecks involving motorcycles and bicycles, and first comments, I didn't see them.
Yes.
And,
yes. Yeah.
Or I saw them, but I didn't think they were that close.
Right.
So take those extra couple of seconds to look and judge distance or speed.
Yeah.
How fast they're
going. I agree with that. And sometimes, and I'm not getting on the motorcyclist or whatever, but sometimes if they're driving a little faster than they probably should be, and you get ready to make that switch of lane from one lane to another, you have to really make sure, because you absolutely can't see them.
Yeah, and talking about that, with motorcycles going a little faster, cars do the same thing.
I've
had them get up beside me, like, where'd they come from?
Really, I didn't see them there a minute ago, and they're going a little fast. So slow it, drive the speed limit would be nice.
Yeah, please.
Don't run the red lights. My goodness, that would be nice.
Share the road. Nice. Yeah.
Stop at the stop signs, make a complete stop.
Not a California roll.
And I think this is one of the big pet peeves with people. That's my phone, sorry. I think that's one of the big pet peeves with people is people that do not use those little turn signals that they invented years ago to indicate that you're going to make a lane change.
I swear that people have dust on their...
Blinkers are not an optional equipment. They're on all cars, so they're required by the federal government to be there, so let's use them.
That would be a great idea. Talk a little bit about the fact that you've been with the department, did you say 23 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
23rd year, and I had 5 years prior to that.
So. Okay. And down in towards Houston area.
Yeah.
First time around, you were one of the motorcycle officers?
Yes.
And how long was that run before they discontinued them?
They had them right when I came here in 98, and then we got rid of them in 2008.
All right, but they have returned.
They have returned.
Yep.
We have them back. We are out using them. We're out patrolling with them. We're watching for you. Watch for us, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Watch out for them, and so they can be safe, too.
Right.
And there's three motorcycle officers who have various shifts and everything. And like we said a little bit earlier, sometimes it's a good tool. The motorcycle officer is a good tool. It can get you places sometimes quicker than one in the regular unit, and maybe a little more, I don't know how to put it, but more approachable, maybe, if you're in a parking lot and somebody just has something they want to issue or something they want to say, hey, can I have to ask you about this? It's easier, I think, to approach somebody that's not in the vehicle.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
There's some of the barriers gone.
Yeah. People see that a lot of times. They see the car and they're like, well, he's got his windows up. I don't want to bother him, or can I bother him? You can. I'll tell you people, you can. You can go up and talk to the officers. They're there. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you and answer your question. Feel free to stop and talk to us anytime.
Tell you what, while you're here, I'm going to do this. We usually play a game with every person that comes in that's a guest, but I wanted to do this little game with you because I did something with Anna earlier.
Oh, and I failed.
Because it's Dad's Day coming up, Father's Day, and there's this family or TV show dads. Okay, famous TV show dads, and I want to see how you do. She
way better than
she was about a D-.
I failed. Let's just be honest.
And let's see how the sergeant does on these. These are these will be the characters, not the actual actors.
Now. Yeah, so you don't have to know.
So, do you remember the show Family Ties with Michael J. Fox back in the 80s?
Vaguely.
Okay. Uh-oh. Do you happen to remember the character, the dad's name?
Can even be just the first name.
No.
Okay. Steven. He was Steven Keaton. Let's see. Can you remember this one? Homer? Oh, I did. I gave it away. Homer Simpson.
Do the easy ones that I got and then work up to the hard ones.
These aren't hard. None of them were hard. You made them hard. that cartoon thing, King of the Hill.
Right.
Do you know the dad's name in that?
I've never watched it, but I think his name was Hank.
Bingo.
Yay.
Very good. You got that one right. The Waltons? Remember the dad's name? Now, the boy was named John Boy.
I have no idea. I remember the Waltons, but I do not remember
his
name.
See, I'm not the only one.
It's all right.
It's okay.
His name was actually John Walton, and then you had
That's
John
what I was thinking,
Boy.
I
you're allowed to guess.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
This is before all of our times, but you may know it anyway. The original I Love Lucy with Lucy and whatever his name was in the... Oh, yeah. Well, do you remember his name?
Ricky.
There you go.
Yay!
He's doing quite well.
He'll know the one that I knew.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, let's see.
I guarantee you.
I want it to do two more, and then we'll let him off the hook. How about Happy Days? Can you remember the dad's name? You know, Richie Cunningham was the...
And then the
Al. Boys. Who?
Al.
Howard.
Howard. Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
Now
he got it.
Now, this is...
We're going to let him have it.
He's going to get this one. He's going to get this one because we're going to talk about the, where is it? Let me see. I got to find it because it's so good because she messed up so bad.
That was really funny, though.
She messed up so bad on this one. Let me find it real quick because I'm looking at it and I've got, my eyes aren't working. Here it is. The TV show Married with Children, and the dude was a shoe salesman.
Right. Didn't like his life much.
Yeah, he had the daughter and the son that gave him all... Can you remember his name?
Al Bundy.
I said Ted.
She said Ted Bundy.
Al, Ted,
and... Yeah, they're
it's
all
Bundy.
Names. It's
and this one is the one to finish off with. All in the Family. You had Edith and you had...
Meathead
and you had Archie Bunker.
There you go.
I think he did quite well.
I know he did well.
He was at least a B.
Yeah.
She was a D.
Yeah, I didn't do very well at all.
All right. Thanks for coming in and joining us this morning.
Come back. Make sure you
come back and join us again soon.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.